Exodus chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Dedicate all the firstborn males to me, for every firstborn male Israelite and every firstborn male animal belongs to me." And that's because it was the firstborn male animals and people who were killed at Passover, but those who got inside a house that had the blood of the lamb painted over it were saved. And so they had to remember that by giving all the firstborns to the service of God. Moses said to the people, "Remember this day, the day on which you left Egypt, the place where you were slaves." And we have to remember when we've been baptized, which is like crossing the Red Sea, we have to remember that we were slaves and not forget the huge difference which there is between us and Egypt, which is like the world. "This is the day the Lord brought you out by his great power. No leavened bread," that's bread with yeast, "is to be eaten." Now, you know the difference between leavened bread and unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is like sort of flat bread that hasn't been puffed up, a bit like the base of a pizza, or the sort of wrap that you have when you have a kebab or something like that. Whereas a whole loaf of bread has had yeast put in it and it makes it all fluffy and big. So, "No leavened bread is to be eaten. You are leaving Egypt on this day in the first month, the month of Abib. The Lord solemnly promised your fathers to give you the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites. When he brings you in to that good land, you must celebrate this festival in the first month of every year. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there is to be a feast to the Lord. 7 days you shall not eat bread made with leaven," that's yeast. "There must be no yeast found anywhere in your land. And when the feast starts, explain to your children that you do all this because of what the Lord did for you when you left Egypt. And so you will be reminded of this, as if it was something tied onto your hand or your forehead. This feast will remind you to continue to study God's law, because the Lord brought you forth from Egypt by his great power. And so you are to keep this feast at the time appointed each year. The Lord will bring you into the land of the Canaanites, which he promised to give you and to your fathers. And when he gives it to you, you must offer every firstborn male to the Lord. Every firstborn male of your animals is the Lord's, but you can redeem every firstborn male donkey by offering a lamb in its place. If you don't want to redeem the donkey, break its neck. You must redeem every firstborn male child of yours. When your son asks you in future what this feast means, you will reply to him, 'By his great power, the Lord brought us out of Egypt where we had been slaves. And when the king of Egypt was hardened and refused to let us go, the Lord killed every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both man and animal. That is why we offer every firstborn male animal to the Lord, but redeem our firstborn sons.' And this practice will be a reminder, as if it's something tied on your hands or on your foreheads, that the Lord brought us out of Egypt by his great power." When the king of Egypt let the people go, God did not take them by the route which would go through the land of the Philistines, although that was the shortest way, because God's view was that, "I do not want the people to change their minds and want to go back to Egypt when they see war." So instead, God led them in a different way that was longer, through the desert towards the Red Sea. The Israelites marched armed for battle. Moses took up the bones and the body of Joseph with him, as Joseph had made the Israelites swear to do, because Joseph had said, "When God delivers you, you must carry my bones with you up from this place." So although Joseph had a good life in Egypt, his heart was not in Egypt. His heart was in the land of promise. And he wanted to be there more than anything else. And so it should be with us, that no matter what great life you have in this world, your heart is not in Egypt. It's not in this world. We look forward to the kingdom above all things. The Israelites left Succoth and camped in Etham on the edge of the desert. In the daytime, the Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud to show them the way, During the night, he went in a pillar of fire to give them light at night, and so they could travel by both day and night. So that is so thoughtful of God, because it's very cold in the desert at night, and so the pillar, of fire kept them warm at night, and the pillar of cloud kept the sun off them. It was acting like a big umbrella. And so that means that God was, as it were, carrying an umbrella over them. This is how thoughtful he is. And their crossing the Red Sea is like our baptism. And our life after baptism is like their journey through the desert. And God is that sensitive to us. He really wants to bring us through the desert to his kingdom.